message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Tonight's topic is breaking forth to health and vitality. Breaking forth to health and vitality. Pastor said it yesterday that health is very, very important in our life. Staying healthy is God's plan for us. Pastor said yesterday that a single sickness can take away everything that one has labeled. Everything one has labeled for one sickness can take everything away. But I pray for you tonight that no sickness will be able to attack you in the name of Jesus. God expressively expressed his desire for us. He wants us to live healthy. God did not leave us in doubt. In 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, God said that, "Behold, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health." Somebody say health. Can I hear you say health? God's plan for us is to live healthy from the day we are born to the day we say bye-bye to this world. God wants us to stay healthy. He wants us to, and that is why he said in Exodus chapter 15, from verse 26 to 27, God said that, "I am the one that heal you." And he also said that chapter 23 and verse 25, he said, "When you serve me, I will take sickness away from you." In other words, sickness will not have its way around you. Sickness will not penetrate you. You will not suffer sickness. No disease will enter into you. Why? Because you are so precious to me. So God is saying this because when you serve him, God will keep you in permanent. You will continue to enjoy health, vitality, and you will stay healthy. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 105 verse 27, God also make his intention known to us. He said, Psalm 105 verse 37, God says that he brought them forth. He was talking about children of Israel. God brought them forth also with silver and gold. And there was not one feeble person among their tribes. In other words, everybody that went out, God ensured that they stay healthy. And that is the plan of God for you. God wants you to stay healthy. And I pray that you will stay healthy in the name of Jesus. Please don't be deceived. Sickness is not from God. Sickness is from the devil. You have to convince yourself that God wants you to stay healthy. God did not test his people with sickness. Even if you sin, God doesn't want to afflict you with sickness. God doesn't punish people with sickness. God doesn't discipline people with sickness because sickness is the tool of the devil. James chapter 1 verse 17, God said that every good and perfect gift come from the Lord. So if good things come from the Lord, we all know that sickness is not a good thing. Therefore, sickness is not from the Lord. Tell your friends, sickness is not from the Lord. Every sickness is traceable to the devil and not God. Very quickly, we are going to look at three major reasons God wants us to stay healthy. Three major reasons. There are many reasons, but we are going to talk about three of them. Three major reasons why God wants us to stay healthy. Number one, God wants to fulfill our purpose on health. God wants you and I to stay healthy so that we can fulfill our purpose on health. God has a purpose. God has a plan for you and I. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. God said, "I know the thought that I have towards you, the thought of good and not evil." God said, "I want to give you a hope and a future. I want to give you an expected end." God said that plan is the plan of good. So you and I have a purpose. God has a purpose for you and I to go fulfill on earth. And you see, it takes healthy. You must stay healthy to fulfill that purpose on earth. Shout hallelujah. Say shout hallelujah. Lack of sound health can limit the impact of purpose fulfillment in life. If you are not healthy, there's a limit to which one can fulfill the purpose on earth. Sickness can fulfill the plan of God. And that is why God ensured, he said, "When you serve me, I will take away sickness from you so that you can fulfill your purpose on earth." I see you fulfilling purpose in the name of Jesus. Example is the man called David. In Psalm 91, if you read verse 16, in the book of Acts chapter 13, verse 36, God says that David served God. Acts 13, verse 36. God said that David served God in his own generation. He served God in his own generation. And when he served God in his own generation, the Bible says that this man stayed healthy. And if you want to look at it, if you go to 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 28, the Bible made us to understand that this man was full of age. He was full of age. And he died in good age. Full of days, riches, and honor. And Solomon, his son, reigned in his stead. Look at it. The Bible said that he was full of age. He was old. Then this man was full of this. In other words, he fulfilled his purpose on earth. And that day was full of riches and honor. And then his son take over him. What a fulfilled life. You will live a fulfilled life in the name of Jesus. I said you will live a fulfilled life in the name of Jesus. Also, Moses, in Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 7. Deuteronomy 34, verse 7, the Bible said that Moses was 120 years. And Moses was 120 years old when he died. And his eyes was not dim. None his natural force abated. In other words, this man stayed healthy. He was strong. At 120 years, if he punch you, you may likely faint. Because he stay healthy. Look at the man, Caleb. He said, "Sir, you have given me this portion. This portion is too small for me. Give me another portion." He said, "You remember those days when we went to visit the Canaan? Said that time I was strong. Even now, another 40 years, I'm still strong and healthy. So at 120 years, this man still remain active. He can still climb mountain to pray. He can still fast for 40 days. So why will any sickness tell you not to fast? They say you have typhoid. Don't manage that typhoid. Flush it out. Because that sickness is not for you. No sickness to... I used to have an auntie. She fast, eh? But all of a sudden, the sickness came and the doctor advised her not to fast anymore. If there's anything she will always complain about is inability not to fast. Inability not to fast. He said, something precious has been taken away from me that I cannot fast. You see, it is not good for us to stay permanently in sickness. Even if you have any sickness or any disease in your body, don't stay there. Don't maintain it. You are not to maintain it. You are not to cope with it. You are to flush it out because all the necessary things needed, God has put it in place for you to stay healthy. And if there's any person here that is sick, I declare tonight you are receiving your healing in the name of Jesus. Number two, why did God want us to stay healthy? God wants us to stay healthy so that we can live long. God wants us to live long. Psalm 91 verse 16, God said that with long life will I satisfy you and I will show you my salvation. God said, I want to give you long life. That long life should not be accompanied by sickness. God said, I will satisfy you and I will show you my salvation. So even if you want to fall into to any sickness or any devil want to attack you with any sickness, God said, I will show you my salvation. In other words, I will deliver you. So God has a plan for us, and that plan is to stay healthy. So if you want to stay healthy, you must get the key from God. And also, God wants us to live long. He wants us to fulfill our day, just like we read about David and Moses. Psalm 112, verse 2. God also, tell us his plan. He said, in verse 1, he was talking about a man that feared the Lord. And in verse 2, he said, his seed. Okay, let's start from verse 1. Verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighted greatly in his commandment. Verse 2. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. So God wants us to live long. He said the generations of the righteous. So your generation must stay healthy and live long. If there's anybody here that have a particular issue in your family that people don't live long, I want to prophesy by the power and the anointing on this ministry that because you are here tonight, because you are a member of this ministry, I decree that curse is terminated in the name of Jesus. No more untimely death in the name of Jesus. Maybe there is an hereditary sickness in your family. I declare tonight, I stand on the exalted altar and I decree tonight is the end in the name of Jesus. Number three, why did God want us to stay healthy? To live impactful life. God wants us to impact our generation. He wants us to touch life. Proverbs 13 verse 22, Bible make it clear there. He said, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Can you see it? He said, you will leave properties. You will leave businesses. You will leave investment for your children's children. The great man of God, Caleb Copeland, is a blessed man. He is blessed so that he has his own private jet. His children have their own private jet. His grandchildren have their own private jet. And they gave private jet to many people. But why? This man is impactful and he's strong, he's healthy. At 47, his wife still preaching, looks strong as if he's in her early 30s. Very, very, I think 74 or 75. Very strong and pretty. Sister stable. Praise the Lord. That is these are the example of people that stay healthy and they are impacting their life. It takes some health to impact people's life. If you are not healthy, there is a limit to what you can do. But I see you know, stay healthy even from now in the name of Jesus. Very quickly, let's look at key to breaking forth to health and vitality. What are the key? What are God's provision for us to stay healthy? Number one is the word of God. Somebody say the word of God. I can't hear you. Say the word of God. The word of God is God's prescription for healthy living. In God's hospital, there is no paracetamol. No syringe. His syringe is the word. The paracetamol is the word. The fensic is the word. The jealousy is the word. Anything that you need is inside this word. God has made provision for you inside this word. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 to 22. Proverbs chapter 4, the Bible says, my son, attend to my words. He said, hey, I know you are busy. I know you have to read. I know you have to study. I know you have to write your proposal. I know you have to go to your business. I know you have to travel and make some presentation. So I know that you have to take care of your baby. I know you have to take care of your family. Hey. But attend to my word. Many things is calling for your attention. But hey, do you want to stay healthy? He said, attend to my word. In other words, incline their eyes unto my saying. Why? Look at verse 21. Say, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. He said, look at it. Look at it every time. Every time. As I appreciate it, when you look at yourself in your mirror and do your makeup, say, have you find time to look at the word? Attend to my word. This sickness that is afflicting you, have you attend to this word? He said, attend to my word. He said, let your eyes be fixed on this word. And when you do that, let it be in your heart. Why is God telling us this? Look at verse 2, verse 22. He said, for they are life unto them that find it. Hey. They are life unto them that find it. If you find it, he said, you find life. You find a new life. A life that is immune to sickness. A life that is immune to diseases. A life that is immune to attack. An ever-winning life. He said, those that found it, they found life. He said, Moses found it, he found life. David found it, he found life. Your pastor found it, he found life. Can't you see how healthy and strong it is? Why? Because the word is working. He said, they are life unto them that found it. And he said, and medicine. See, the word has there, the Hebrew word for it is mapeh. M-A-P-I-L. Mapeh. And that mapeh means medicine. He said, they are medicine unto all their flesh. They are medicine unto all their flesh. That word will work in your organs. That word can heal you in your lungs. That word can heal your throat. That word can heal your liver. That word can enter into your bones. That word, you see, that word can do anything. He said that word is your headache, you have headache, you have stomach pain, you have back pain, you have leg pain. He said that word, if it enter into you, it will heal you. He said, to all their flesh. To all their flesh. Everything that has to do with your body. He said, the word of God is medicine for it. The word of God, in case you are wondering, how will the word of God heal me? You see, in Hebrew chapter 4, verse 12, the Bible says that the word of God is quick. And he said, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, pitching even to the divine asunder of souls and spirit and of the joint and marrow. No, they say you have arthritis. Hey, get to the word. That word can enter into your bone. Look at it. He said, it can divide the bone and the marrow. It will enter into your bone and it will eat whatever, maybe you have something is hitting you. He said, it will heal it. And he said, marrow. Do you know what marrow is? It's, the Yoruba call it mudumudu. It's what is inside bones. You know, if, you know, today we eat chicken. If you eat local one. Praise the Lord. If you eat local one, you know, that bone is very, very strong. How many know what I'm talking about? Okay. So I'm not speaking jargon. When you break the bone, pound. So you now take that bone inside and this. Praise the Lord. That thing you are, that thing, the Bible says that the word of God is inside your body also. The Bible says it the word of God can get inside that marrow. You see, that marrow is very, 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 very important for you and I. Because it is the flexible tissue inside your bone. And this marrow is responsible to give about 5,000 billion of blood cells to your body. So any blood-related diseases, if the word of God can enter into that marrow, as it's pumping blood, as blood is pumping there, it will flush out every disease. It will flush out every sickness. It will flush out everything that is not glorifying God. And I see God healing you even right now in the name of Jesus. That marrow is also is responsible to produce what you call lymphatic, and that thing is one of the things that, in fact, there are some cancer that to treat those cancer, you have to do bone marrow transplants for us to be able to heal that cancer. That's to tell you how anybody that has anybody anywhere with any form of cancer, I decree by the power that is in the name of Jesus, tonight is the end in the name of Jesus. Any sickness in your body, I don't want to know the name, but I know the name that is above every other name. I command them to flush out in the name of Jesus. I command them to flush out in the name of Jesus. That constant headache and migraine is the end today in the name of Jesus. That stomach pain, a hand has come in the name of Jesus. Attend to my word. He said that word is medicine for all your flesh. It will flush out everything that is not glorifying God in your body. He said, attend to this word. God heal people by his word. Psalm 107 verse 20, he send his word. He send his word. And his word do what? Heal them. And that word also deliver them. Hey, find time to attend to this. this money anywhere, this deliverance thing, this brother. If you can attend to the word, if you can see that. You know, one day as a student, I was invited to Winner's Chapel, and that was my first time of attending Winner's Chapel. And a man of God was preaching, and as the man was preaching, I sat down. I was looking at the man, and he was talking about this standard, and he was preaching with all faith, and was talking about our Father Bishop Oyedepo. And I was sitting there, I was just, but you know, I could understand, because where I was coming from, we understand what it means by divine health. So Yoruba will call it was online logo. So I understand. So I was saying, is it this thing? Is it real? And the man said something. He said, I cannot remember how long I've taken paracetamol. And that time I take paracetamol like if I take sweet. Wow. And I was like, is this impossible? And he now mentioned the word. When I got home, I sat down and I began to read the word. And I began to read the word. You know what? All the sicknesses that I have in my body, I can't trace them anymore. When I was about entering school, they asked us to go and do tests. We enter into school clinic and we do all sorts of tests. When I was more younger, I used to fall sick. Very, very short. I like football. I can play football, you know, dribble, score. I like it. I play it a lot. I like it. That was then. But I can play football and I will score and we rejoice. I will run and I will go back home. The next 30 minutes or 10 minutes, I will be shivering. And you'll be wondering, are you not the one that just play football? I can't explain it, but I used to fall sick. So when I got to school, we did all the tests and they told me that I have AS. So I couldn't interpret the what they gave me. So I called it, and I found one of the nurses. I said, ma'am, please, can you tell me the meaning of this jangles? And the woman said, oh, okay, you have AS, then your blood, I can't remember, maybe B or so. Soma. Okay. I said, what is the implication of that? He said, you know, that if you want to marry and hey. Don't marry AS. So if you want AS, there's likelihood that you give birth to SS. When I hear that. And I asked him, I said, ma, what is the best genotype? And what is the best blood? He said, He said, hey. I said, okay. What of them? I said, O plus. What is it called? Huh? Oh, hi. And I said, okay, thank you. I went home, and in my room, I began to pray. Father, this is what I want. I don't know, you know, I don't want to know whether the test is correct or not, because we are many and they were rushing just to meet the deadline. So I don't want to care whether the test is right or wrong. What I care is that I want A and I want O positive. This is what I want. And I was, every time I come to church, Paro Kashada, Father, change this thing. After about 7 years or so that I went for test. I've been waiting to get my test. But in my heart, I know that I'm going to have AA. I know I will, because I have prayed it, I have fasted, I have done all sorts. Because they tell me, they say, people that have AS, they will always force it. People will say, they always force it. Is that the reason why I force it? Okay, I will attack it. And you know what? That is exactly what I have. Well, every time, this testimony I'm sharing with you, I share it with a friend of mine, and he's an AS. When I share it, it says that the person you want to marry is also here. I said, see, this thing is real. Pray. And the man prayed. They did first test. Yes. I mean, AA. They did second test. Hey. Third test. Hey. Fourth test. Fifth test. Hey. I want to declare, somebody here, any form of sickness in your blood, I decree, they are flushed out in the name of Jesus. Anybody with any abnormality in their body, I declare the word of God is healing you in the name of Jesus. If you want to change your genotype and blood group, the exact one you need, receive it in the name of Jesus. No more sickness for you in the name of Jesus. The last time you forsake is the last time you ever forsake in the name of Jesus. If you believe it, say, I receive it. The word of God is powerful. Ladies and gentlemen, take time to read the word. Meditate on the word. As you meditate on the word is mixing inside of you. As you pray in other tongues, the word is mixing, it's mixing with your blood, with your liver, with your organ, with your system, with your intestines, with your bone, with your spinal cord. Everything is working because that word is meant to work inside of you. Take time to study the word. Number two, what was the key to sound health is anointing oil. Anointing oil is not an ordinary thing. When we anoint ourselves, ladies and gentlemen, we are not observing a religious routine. We are following the step of the master himself. Jesus used the anointing, Mark chapter 6, from verse 7 to 17, that will not permit us. God, he anointed his disciple, and these people carried the anointing, and they healed the people. James chapter 5, from verse 14 to 15, is anyone sick among you? Is anyone sick among you? James chapter 5, 14 and 15. He said, is any sick among you? Let him call for the head of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with what? Oil. In the name of what? What we follow? And pray, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if there is anyone that has committed any form of sin, say, God will forgive them. The anointing carry power. When we are anointed, you are being baptized and being initiated to divine health. The anointing has many forms. You can use it for many. It's a multi-purpose instrument. So, if you have your anointing and you force it, you heard it, many testimony that, oh, I use my anointing or I use water and God heal it. Why? Because those things have been prayed for. When prayer is rendered, the power of God resident inside of it. The anointing is a form of, also key to living a healthy life. Number three, well, I'm rushing because of our time, I want us to pray. Prayer and fasting. There are some sickness that will never go without prayer and fasting. There are some prayer that will never go. Because in Matthew chapter 17, from verse 14 to 21, the apostle was trying to cast out devil. Jesus made it clear to them, he said, This kind, and one of those kind is the one, maybe sickness that you is generational, in the hereditary one, that you can trace. My father has this kind of sickness, my mother has this kind of sickness. This is that thing that I met a man at 34. He was saying bye bye. Ha. And as we was talking, I was just listening. He said, he use that thing now. Now that is what killed his father. That is what killed his elder brother. So you are anticipating this to come, and you know what? It doesn't come. He was about to celebrate his birthday, and he's already telling people bye bye, because he has noticed the trace in his family. That is how they think. I said, hey, you have this, and you are. Put yourself in on heading fasting. If there's anything you don't like in your family, that you say, why is this thing like this? Why is delay? Why is sickness? Why are people die untimely? Hey, wake up! Go into prayer and fasting. You can't be carnal with spiritual things. You don't take things. It has announced itself. Say, you can see Sister Jane has it. You look at Sister Bimbo, and you look at, what is happening? Don't keep quiet. Stop eating. Stop this thing. Go into fast, pray, and break everything. Destroy every devil. Cast out every devil. Bury every devil. Fire every devil. So because it is not meant for me. Anything that you can trace in your family that is negative, that you don't want in your life, because you don't want it, and because you are here in today's service, I decree it will not come to you in the name of Jesus. Any traces of failure or disappointment or sickness or diseases in any of your family that you are looking at it with, this thing come to me or not, I decree in the name of Jesus, the Lord will protect you, the Lord will keep you, the Lord will surround you with his presence, and it will not get to you in the name of Jesus. Number two, live fear-free life. Number three, live fear-free life. 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. The Bible said that God did not give us the spirit of fear. Hebrews 2 from verse 14 and 15, the Bible says that some people, they were through fear, they were kept under the bondage of death. Fear has torment. Fear torment them. Fear torment them. James, amen. Job chapter 3 from verse 24 to 25, Job says that things that I fear come to me. Fear attracts sickness. So don't fear. Even if your family, you have anything, you don't have to fear, because you are a different people. I mean, different person. You are of a royal priesthood. You have come to a lineage of people that live long. You have come into the lineage of people that stay healthy. And that will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. Number five is eat healthy food and drink good water. To stay healthy, eat healthy food and drink good water. In fact, it will amaze you to know that God cares about what we eat. He fed his people with good food. Ezekiel 16 from verse 13 to 19. Good things God fed his people. And also there is a story in Luke chapter 8. If we read from verse 41 to verse 55, a man came to Jesus and said, "Hey, my servant is dying. Come and heal her." And Jesus walked there. This is a very long story. When Jesus got there, they already crying and weeping. The young lad has died. When Jesus got there, Jesus kept to say, "Don't worry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry." And he asked all of them to go out. Then God healed the lady. And after he healed the lady, you know what Jesus said? He dragged the hand of that lady and said, "See, sir, take it. Give her food." That means lack of nutrition is what kill her. He said, malnutrition is what kill her. She said, "Servant, maybe when the man is eating chicken, the lady is drinking garri." Said, "Give her food, give her food. Let her eat food." See, you know, one day it's been long, I heard Eba. So I was like, "Ah, Eba, Nilale." So I told my wife, "Eba." So we made all the necessary provision. We bought everything. And then that day we closed late. And by the time we prepared everything, it was past 10. So I sat down and I heard that Eba to my own satisfaction. Hey, the next day, I'm to fast the next day. The body was so heavy. I pray I will never see experience that again in my life. The fasting that day was as if I've never tell your friend, eat healthy food. Drink good water. Last but not the least is exercise your body. You have to exercise your body. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8. Bible says that bodily exercise profited a little. If God can record that in his word, that it profit little, that little, we should be smart. Let's take it. Bible talk about bodily exercise, and it talk about spiritual exercise. So he said, bodily exercise can offer, let us take it. Let's exercise our body. Jog. You know, if you can play football, at least do it once in a while. Don't be surprised. Our pastor do it. So if pastor can do it, it is not a carnal thing. Do you hear me? If our pastor can do it, it's not a carnal thing. Exercise your body. So your bone will be stronger. So all your love, everything will be, stay on point. All these things that is, to stand up, you stand up. Hey, exercise your body. Jog, and do some exercise. It will help you to stay healthy. I decree that in the name of Jesus, you will live healthy in the name of Jesus. Sickness will not enter into your life in the name of Jesus. I say, sickness will not enter into your life in the name of Jesus.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.